Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Boesberger. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rip Radcliffe. Batting sixth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Stratton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Monty Stratton. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Smith. And now, play ball. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger strikes out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Siebert. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Hayes applying the tag. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell moves to second. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to third. Stratton moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani misplays the ball. That's an error on Lodigiani. Sewell scores. Stratton scores. Berger moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbacher takes first base on ball 4. Owen moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. Berger scores. Owen moves to third. One out. It's 3-0, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Brucker and he is out, Ambler applying the tag. Owen scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The throw from Brucker and he is out, Ambler applying the tag. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stratton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Stratton reaches second base with a double. There goes Sewell trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into Ambler who relays the ball to Brucker, who tags Sewell, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Siebert moves to third. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Brucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berger hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Brucker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Steinbacher hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Brucker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 1 in the game. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to second. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walker moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walker scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Stratton hits a pop-up towards the mound. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brucker hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Berger takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber juggles the ball. That's an error on Werber. Berger moves to second. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Steinbacher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berger scores. Owen moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Owen scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-2, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-2 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chubby Dean now pitching. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sewell moves to second. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stratton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney pinch hits for Wayne Ambler. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Moses hits a pop-up towards first. Radcliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ace Parker now playing shortstop. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.